And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen. And, Kathleen's waving. And that's like a magic wave because now there's five of her. Eric, you got your wish.
Oh, boy.
What's the first thing you're going to do with five Kathleens?
I'm going to make them cook dinner.
Oh, all five? Wow, that's going to be a feast if I can imagine what that would. But you guys are great cooks, so you've brought in some of your, what's it called, bistro?
Budget bistro.
We got to do that again. When are we going to do that?
I don't know. We were playing around with some recipes last night.
Well, let's schedule it in. I think it would be great. And, of course, the Sedona International Film Festival going on starting yesterday with the concert Chicago tonight as well, through Sunday, through a week from Sunday. I think that's the 28th, I believe, of February. And everyone should get out there because there's so many great films and live concerts and great people like Rosalind Kine, the sister of Barbra Streisand, and, so many great. L.A. Gould's going to be there. And but joining us right now is another great film. And we heard great things. We haven't seen it yet. Reparation by, of course, Kyle Hamm. And that's a producer, director, and writer. Kyle, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. And we really appreciate you calling in because your movie's coming out. When is it going to play, by the way? Which days?
We are screening on Tuesday evening at 9:10 in the evening, and then again Friday morning, although I believe Friday morning screening is already sold out.
Wow, that is a credit to, I'm sure, the quality of the film. We haven't seen it yet, but we're looking forward to it. Trisha, you got a quick
question. Well, I was just going to say, from what I'm reading on here, they've already been at 8 film festivals in 2015, man. And they've won 6 awards already.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it comes... when you look into this film, you can understand why it's already sold out because it's definitely receiving great reviews. And you know what? It actually is following along with a lot of what we've been talking about with some of the other films and the play that we just saw, because what I'm reading here is that it focuses, you and Steve Timm, he's your co-writer of this play, right? Or of this film.
Correct. We've been collaborating actually for 21 years.
Oh,
and
my.
And it says here that you focus on stories that illuminate the constant dual struggle that characters face to come to terms simultaneously with themselves and the world around them. And that is so in keeping with our theme of our show today that I'm so excited to hear about this. So tell us a little bit about Reparation.
Yeah, and actually a quick update, because this stuff changes so quickly, and we've been so... pleased with how things have been going. We've actually now won 9 awards.
Ooh,
oh my gosh.
You go. Wow.
Yeah, our latest was the Santa Fe Film Festival. We won best film there back in December. So.
Oh, that is awesome. I think that, I haven't been to that, but I bet that's a great festival as well.
It is. We've been to so many great festivals. Santa Fe was a lot of fun. Nani Rivera, who runs that festival, does a fantastic job. Mm. And it was, we screened alongside some really great films there. I think that's one of the highlights for me as a filmmaker. We come to these festivals, especially the ones like Sedona, where they're really well organized, really well run. But they selected some really great films with great filmmakers, and I'll spend a week there next week getting to know some other filmmakers and audience members, and hearing what people had to say about our film after the screening and getting to answer their questions and stuff. So it's really for Steve and I both, it's been a very long journey for us to get this film made. It's been festivals like Sedona are such a great sort of victory lap and a great way to kind of hear from people firsthand, like what the impact of the film is and what they think.
How long did it take to get this from start to finish, this film?
Well, this screenplay was our baby. It was the first one we started working on 21 years ago when we first started writing together. I was fresh out of undergrad and still figuring out what the heck I was doing. So I was still very much learning the process. But Steve had been my professor in college, and this particular play that it's based on had really grabbed my attention. And so I reached out to him and said, let's make this into a movie. And he said, why don't we write it together? And we've now written several other screenplays together and whatnot. But when we finally wanted to get one made ourselves, and I wanted to direct one, I knew this is the story that I had to make as a filmmaker.
And tell us a little bit about the story then.
Yeah, so it's about a man named Bob Stevens. It's really, you could call this film a three-way race for the truth. You've got Bob, who is suffering from multiple forms of PTSD, dissociative disorder, psychogenic amnesia, things like this. He has some memories that are deeply repressed from when he was in the Air Force Security Police. And one of his old buddies shows up one day wanting to rekindle the friendship or maybe looking for information, or we don't know what he's up to, but Bob doesn't recognize him, so has no idea who the guy is. And so Bob's 8-year-old daughter recognizes him. Now, Bob's been out of the Air Force for 10 years. So how does his 8-year-old daughter recognize this guy that she's never seen before, never heard anything about? So she has inherited sort of stowaways on her DNA, these traumatic memories that her father can no longer access.
Ooh.
And that's based on a little bit of actual science that's really just now coming out about inherited memories and genetic memory, and the fact that the most traumatic memories can be passed down through generations. It's sort of evolution's little trick to say, like a daddy mouse endowing its baby mouse with a memory of what a cat looks like, so that if daddy mouse isn't around there to protect the baby mouse knows to be afraid of the cat.
Wow, interesting.
They don't know why, because they haven't experienced it, but it's just literally become a part of their DNA.
Exactly. And so, some people believe in past lives, and different religions have different ways of dealing with this. The Greeks, the famous ancient Greek playwrights, they all sort of dealt with this, that the sins of the father being, being relived by the son. And so there's some dramatic roots for us in the story in the Greeks, but it's obviously a very contemporary story and deals with some of the PTSD and military issues that I think are really relevant right now as well.
So it's kind of taking all of this and turning it into a very, very powerful psychological thriller.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Exciting.
I'm looking at it like a subtitle here. It says, "The past is now. Watch your back."
Yeah.
Explain.
So, I mean, the thriller aspect of this is this Jerome guy who shows up, this mysterious guy. You know, because we don't know anything about him, we don't know what he's up to, but his appearance seems to start triggering these memories to come back from Bob's daughter. So she starts having these nightmares about him. And so when she starts seeing these things in nightmares, and she draws them. The only way she can really communicate them to her father is she draws pictures of what she sees. And those are Bob's firsthand memories. And when he sees them, he starts getting some of these things back bit by bit. But meantime, this Jerome guy is still hanging around, and we don't know if he's friend or foe or what he's really after. So that's where I say you have this three-way race to get to Bob's past. Right, Charlotte's starting to see these things. Bob, as a father, I mean, no father, no parent wants their children to relive the worst parts of their own lives. They
want
to relive those traumas. And so he's now wanting, after repressing these memories, now he suddenly wants them, but he can't get them. He doesn't have control enough to get to them on his own. So it's the horror of him having to rely on his daughter's nightmares to get this back. And will he be able to get to the bottom of what happened with Jerome and what happened to him before Jerome gets to his daughter, or before his daughter sees the worst of it. So.
This sounds like a fantastic movie. There's no question about it. We encourage everyone you're more than welcome, and get out there. And again, it's going to show, did you say next Thursday, I believe?
Tuesday.
Tuesday and Friday morning, right?
Tuesday.
Yep.
That's
Tuesday,
right.
Evening, Friday morning.
So get out there to the Sedona International Film Festival and catch this movie, as well as, you know, a lot of great movies coming out. But this sounds very intriguing to me.
And it's not just a critic's favorite and a judge's favorite, but I believe that you just got from the Austin Film Festival the Audience Award.
Correct. That was the true joy.
Oh, that's got to be.
Screenings at Austin. And that was based on just audience voting, the average vote versus the number of people who know, divided by the number of people who came to see it. And I think our it was for us, that's the ultimate goal. You want people to be moved by the film.
No question about it. The film Reparation, the filmmaker Kyle Hamm, and we really appreciate you calling in. We will be there in Sedona. We're looking forward to meeting with you and seeing the film, and we'd love to have you on again.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. And please come and find me, and let's have a drink.
Definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
And congratulations on all the awards you've won so far, and I'm sure that you will do well at Sedona as well.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you once again, and we'll talk to you soon. And that's Kyle Hamm, writer, director, Reparation, playing now next Tuesday and Friday morning in Sedona, the Sedona Film Festival. Get out there. This has been an action-packed show. Can you believe the end of the show? Eric, Kathleen, thank you. Or I should say Eric and Kathleen's, because there's going to be five of them. I'm Dave Isaac alongside
Chris. We only wish we could duplicate you.
Yes, we would love that. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Get out there. Sedona International Film Festival now through the 28th. Have a great day.
Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me.